and produced by Mohini Patel. And the essay is now available as a free download. Just go to the Radio 3 website and follow the link to the podcast page.
I have a secret. I can fly.
Monday, here on Radio 3, is Dylan Thomas Day. I'm Ian McMillan, and I'll be helping to celebrate 100 years since the birth of the Welsh poet who brought us Undermilk Wood, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night, and Fern Hill.
I was huntsman and herdsman.
I'll be joining Petrol on breakfast from 6:30. Poet Andrew Motion is Rob Cowan's guest at 9 on Essential Classics.
There would I marvel.
Susie Klein brings you In Tune live from the Larne Live Festival in Wales. Oh, and I nearly forgot. I'll be rounding off the day with a live edition of The Verb from Larne.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day.
Join us on Monday to celebrate the centenary of Dylan Thomas on BBC Radio 3.
And now, World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
And it's all rather exciting here in Studio 80A in Broadcasting House, one of the best gigs in world music, booked for you here tonight on World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Loads going on as ever, including our Commonwealth Connection series, which makes landfall tonight in the Solomon Islands and Samoa. And we have new releases that take us from Sweden to South America to Siam. But the Sahara is where we start out, with the kings of desert rock that take their name from the unique landscape that is their nomadic homeland, the peerless masters of the rolling Tuareg grooves that have taken the world by storm. This is Tinariwen with Nasag Ejbal.
Je bats à la
A great start to tonight. Tanari One playing live for us here in Broadcasting House, our session guests for this evening on World on 3. And you can hear them throughout the show tonight. Do stay with us and get in touch as well if something jumps out the speakers at you. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 and use the World on 3 hashtag. So Southern Hemisphere ocean going beckons in tonight's Commonwealth Connections with our feature and our heritage tracks bound for Samoa and the Solomon Islands. And there's much to savour in the new album releases, so let's get in about them. First, to one of the great vintage compiler labels who made their name by introducing us to some of the wonderful commercial music of different parts of Africa throughout the 20th century. Soundway Records, though, they've taken a detour through Southeast Asia, and this is their second showcase of music from Thailand. The Sound of Siam concentrates on the 80s, this time with vocal Molam music and popular Luk Tung music from the northeastern part of the country, or Isan. The singer here has been dubbed the First Lady of Molam, Ankanan Kunchai.
Inang kudo su sigua en sai pudai liao pai pun pai pi mi sili bo mi pai man la duk nai nai man la duk nai nai la sang bo mi pi sai son La sang wa bi phi sai son Keut pa vasana sam ni bo mi phai au pai son bon bo khai rak rak lae wa thai thon muen nok keu lum khon lai lang non lum rang Keut ma vasana thoi tam pen mo lam mi te khon kia chang มีรักแต่แล้วก็ผิดหวังมีรักแต่แล้วก็ผิดหวังพอฝันมาพังอานิจังอานิจาวาสนาคอยคนละป้อยบ่มีคู่อีนั่งคือพ่อสู้นอนแน่จะหำหาเดี๋ยวหาอ้ายนี่บ่ตายแล้วบ่หาก็ต้องมาเพิ่งปิ่นหน้ามานี่แน่บ่เนาะรูปหล่อเขาก็หนีไกลห่างไม่มีทางที่จะได้อีกเรียกรอบ่ละตอนตัวน้องแน่บ่เนาะบ่ละตอนตัวน้องแน่บ่เนาะขอให้เงินคอนั่งรอตาลอยใจไวถูกใจอ้ายครับน้องมีรักมักได้แต่นั่งคอยความหวังมาพังล่วงพอยความหวังมาพังล่วงพอยเหมือนกระต่ายน้อยเงินคอยเฮาจันจังบ่เด้อเด็กคนยามนอนหัวใจน้องสันอยากมีสร้อยเอาไว้ผู้อันนั้นอันนั้นผู้อันนั้นผู้อันนั้นมาคอยฝันพาห่มนอนนั้นดอกหวานหาวไอ้นวลละนาวไอ้นวลคนรูปรอเป็นตาแพง
Thank you.
The young Perthshire piper at the heart of bands like Treacherous Orchestra and Salsa Celtica, and one of the best known acolytes of the late great iconoclast of the piping world, Gordon Duncan. That was Ross Ainslie with True from his current solo album Wide Open, and it also featured an opening flourish on tablas from his India Alba bandmate Gyan Singh. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, the first place to encounter Radio 3's Commonwealth connections, an epic music journey around every nation that'll be represented at this summer's Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Between sporting stars and artists sharing music close to their own hearts, and our own intrepid producers roaming the globe, we'll have travelled the length and breadth of the Commonwealth by the time the Games come to town in just a couple of months' time. Tonight's heritage track takes us to the Polynesian island of Samoa, maybe best known today as the birthplace of some of the world's great rugby players, but known in times past as part of the Navigator Islands, European explorers' complement to the Samoans' seafaring prowess. And it is the ocean that is at the heart of writer Sia Figel's song from her homeland, an unofficial national anthem that draws not only Samoans, but islanders from right across the South Pacific together as children of the great ocean, Moana.
My name is Sia Figel. I'm a writer, a poet, and a painter. I've written three books, three novels, and a collection of short of poetry. My first novel, Where We Once Belonged, won the 1997 Commonwealth Writers' Prize, best first book for the Southeast Asia and South Pacific region. I am originally from Apia, Samoa. The song I've chosen is Lota Nu'u, as performed by the Samoa Teachers College. Lota Nu'u means my country, or my island, or my place of birth. It's truly the most compelling piece of music I find in the Samoan language, and that it's almost seen as a second national anthem, not only for Samoa, but for all Samoans, regardless where they live, either in Samoa or in the diaspora. Lota Nu'u speaks of one's birthplace, it speaks of one's duty to that place, but more specifically, it talks about the genealogy of all Samoan people, which is linked directly to Moana, or Mother Ocean. In the refrain where you hear Sa Moana, it talks about the people of the ocean, which basically also refers to the ocean as sustaining, as life-sustaining, as the life force. For me, I've grown up with this song, as were my friends and those dear to me. It is sung at the end of every function where Samoans gather. And what is most moving to me is not only do Samoans know the words to this song, but whenever it's sung in the midst of my Tongan or Fijian friends, everyone seems to know the words to this song. And that's why I chose it, because it speaks not only to Samoans, but to Pacific people in general.
Being someone who never likes to be particularly far from the sea and from a people with salt in their blood, listening to Sia Figuel there really lets me understand a little of how so many island and coastal dwellers from these isles would have travelled the seas and found amid all the exotica of new lands a common passion in the ocean surrounding them. Thanks again to Sia and to producer Serena Field. And you can listen again or download that and all the Commonwealth connections by going to the Radio 3 website and following the world on 3 links. Two more new releases next, after which we'll be hearing from our guests in the studio tonight, the mighty Tuareg band Tinariwen. But first, we're going to hear an intriguing combination of Bulgarian Balkan gadulka and Mongolian throat singer. And the galloping rhythms of Violon Barbar provide a pretty potent blend, as you might expect. Here they are with the song that gave their album its title, Sulam Ai.
Ahtaudan la hayra, shalchim arichasim.
Beat the Drum from Borders Behind, a first solo album for oud player Adnan Jubran from Nazareth, Palestine, a Cross Frontiers project just out, mixing influences from India, from flamenco, as well as jazz and classical music. This is World on 3 on BBC Radio 3 with Marianne Kennedy, and it's an honour to have in the studio the great Tuareg band Tinariwen, ready to roll and roll, as Andy Kershaw once described their brand of guitar-driven glory. Poetic, passionate songs of people, of place, but as we also hear in their new album, Emar, of hard political comment and frustration in exile, watching the ongoing turmoil of their home in northern Mali. They're joined by veteran writer with a particular passion for the Tuareg music and people, Andy Morgan, and he's going to be helping out with some of the translation. But first of all, let's have the music speak for itself. This is Tinariwen and Tumas Chincha.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful stuff. Tinariwen playing for us live here in Broadcasting House for World on Three. You're listening to one of the great world music bands playing for us live in the studio here. And I'm going to be joined at the table here by Abdullah Al-Husseini, and Andy Morgan is going to help us with some of the translation. First of all, I wanted to ask, this is a first album not recorded being at home, and I wanted to ask how that felt, making music that is so much a part of where you're from, having to make it away from there.
Elle demande c'est que cet album Emma, c'est un premier vous avez enregistré pas chez vous quoi. Ailleurs. Et elle voulait savoir comment vous sentez quand vous jouez une musique qui est tellement ancrée dans le paysage de chez vous, mais ailleurs, dans un autre lieu, dans un studio qui est loin de chez vous, quoi.
Bon, en fait, l'idée du groupe, il y a longtemps, que chaque fois, il faut essayer d'enregistrer dans les déserts, comme on a fait chez nous, des albums, le troisième qui était fait au sud de l'Algérie. Moi, c'est vrai que l'année dernière, les conditions de chez nous, ça ne nous permet pas d'enregistrer dans le Sahara, que ce soit en Algérie ou au Mali ou au Niger. Mais là où on était aussi, c'est pas mal, comme les j'étais en Californie, c'est, ça t'espère un peu quand il y a quelqu'un du désert du Sahara.
So he's saying, Abdullah's saying that it's true that they had the intention of recording as much as possible in their homeland, and in fact there were a series of three albums, that were two of which were more or less recorded at home and then one was recorded in Algeria. But it's true that this time the conditions just weren't favourable to recording at home for reasons that many people know. And so they recorded, they found a desert, the Arizona desert, that suited them, that inspired them in pretty much a similar way as the desert they have at home.
Now, many Malian artists have been recording and have brought out albums in the last year, 2 years, very much commenting on what is going on at home. But presumably the Tuareg have a unique perspective on the situation.
Il y a beaucoup d'artistes maliens dernièrement dans les derniers 12 mois, 24 mois, qui ont fait des chansons ou des albums qui ont un aperçu, qui font un commentaire ou qui ont un aperçu sur la situation au pays, etc. Mais les Touaregs, quand même, vous êtes en tant que peuple vraiment au centre de ce qui s'est passé, quoi. Donc est-ce que votre musique réagit déjà?
Bon, ce qui s'est passé il y a, comme tu as dit, il y a 24 mois ou 12 mois, c'est, pour nous c'est pas nouveau. Donc c'est ce qui s'est passé pour nous il y a 50 ans aujourd'hui. On est dans la même situation. Bon, si les autres artistes maliens, juste, ils viennent de sentir le problème l'année dernière, nous, on est vécu dans le même problème depuis je ne sais pas combien d'années. C'est vrai, ça ne nous empêche pas aussi de... Ce n'est pas parce qu'on a vécu dans le même problème il y a longtemps qu'on ne peut pas créer quelque chose par la situation qui s'est passée. Donc... C'est vrai qu'on n'a pas besoin de s'apprécier, de courir pour juste parler d'une situation de cette année ou l'année d'avant, parce que c'est dans ça qu'on parle dans tous les répertoires d'Atinaro, ça parle qu'il y a des problèmes comme ça.
So what's been happening, so Abdallah's answer is that what's been happening the last 12 or 24 months, last couple of years, isn't new for the Tuareg. It's something that they've been living for the last 50 years at least. And if certain Malian groups have felt the need to comment on a situation that has become very painful for their country, it's a need that the Tuareg have known for many decades. And in fact, all their repertoire is in some way directly or indirectly linked to this situation that has existed for so long and that has intensified in the last 2 years.
And to anyone, as a band in particular, representing this has made a huge impression on the mainstream Western world. But is this album being made away from home then perhaps talking more to family, friends, people back home rather than Western audiences?
Le monde Tinariwen, c'est maintenant, c'est un énorme succès dans le monde. C'est vraiment, ça a eu un impact vraiment énorme sur les amateurs de la musique partout en Amérique, ici en Europe, etc. Mais est-ce que le fait que cet album a été fait loin de chez vous, est-ce que ça vous a mettre dans la tête? Mais est-ce que ça vous a mis dans la tête le désir de parler à vos familles, à les gens de chez vous que vous connaissez, même si vous y étiez à l'époque dans le désert de l'Arizona, à parler à eux et plutôt que de parler à vos fans aux États-Unis ou vos fans en Europe ou un truc comme ça?
Bon. C'est vrai qu'on n'a pas eu beaucoup de temps pour aller très loin dans les inspirations du désert, de l'Amérique et tout ça. Parce qu'on est venu juste pour 3 semaines, où il y a un travail qui est déjà calé pour le faire. Mais c'est vrai qu'on est un peu suivi par la famille partout dans le monde là où on passe. Donc, même si on n'a pas parlé... de là où on était, à travers le message et comment ils suivaient les groupes, tu vois, ça crée une façon de ce qu'elles demandent, un peu ça. Et bon, c'est vrai, à tout à l'heure, je n'ai pas complété à répondre à sa question par rapport à ce qui s'est passé, ou les chansons. La chanson qui vient de terminer là, tout de suite, Thomas Tenchamp. C'est une nouvelle chanson aussi qui parle de la même situation dont elle a demandé. Moi, tout à l'heure, on a oublié de parler de ça.
So Abdallah was saying that they didn't spend enough time in Arizona to really to soak up the kind of atmosphere of Arizona and John and make it into music, because they were only there for 3 weeks and they had a very sort of defined program of recording and everything like that. But what they sense is that as they travel around the world, the people at home kind of follow them, they follow their progress. So they were very conscious of the fact that they were making an album, that it was in this other desert, not their desert. And yeah, I mean, they were speaking to them like I think they always speak to them. But he added at the end, in relation to your previous question, the song they've just played, Tumas Tincha, that is a new song, a brand new song, I mean, not more than a year old, about the situation, about the current situation. So that's a little addendum to the previous question.
Mm. Well, Abdallah, we'll let you get set up for the next song. And while you're doing that, perhaps, Andy, you can tell us about the next song that they're going to play, and we'll speak to you again in a little while. Merci, Abdallah.
Merci, Abdallah.
Tell me about Timadrit and Sahara. The next song that they're going to sing.
Timadrit and Sahara. Timadrit and Sahara, I think, because I've got so many songs and I sometimes forget, but I think it's... It's my friends, les amis du Sahara, c'est ça, non? Yes, that's right. It's the youth of the Sahara, and it's not ticking off the youth, but it's kind of saying, we've been through this, we've seen this, so listen to us, listen to what we're singing. I think that's more or less what it's saying.
And that's exactly what we'll do just now. Thank you. Thank you. Seriously good stuff. Thanks so much to Tanariwen playing live in the studio here in Broadcasting House for World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. And there's more from them just in a little while. And of course, we head back to Oceania for the second of tonight's Commonwealth Connections in the Solomon Islands. Next, though, a reminder of our session next week. An irrepressible Colombian-Belgian band, La Chiva Gantiva, a fusion between Afro-Colombian rhythms and funk, Afrobeat and rock. York. They came into the studio earlier this week, having made an epic journey from the very early hours of the morning from Brussels headlong into the underground strike mayhem, and still emerged full of energy and smiles. So well worth checking them out. And on such sleep deprivation and traffic grimness, maybe this next song from the new album might have been appropriate for the journey. Me voy de mi cabeza. I'm out of my head.
Thank you.
how can a person resist a harmonica quartet, especially the gigantic bass smoothie at the end? Finland's Sving with Jeppo from their new album Karajla, and collection that is as full of fun as ever, with several pieces inspired by, for instance, the celebration at one of the band's wedding in Bulgaria, but also not afraid to tackle the darker elements of Russian-Finnish history and its impact on families over generations. Sving's new album is out now on the German Galileo label. Thanks to all of you who've been tweeting in, saying how much you're enjoying the Tenariwen session, which of course we are here in the studio as well. Ian Syme, Homely Remedies, and Peter Lund amongst them. Peter, a beautiful description of the music. Great music for listening in the dark. And yes, we know that is the material for the campfires, but boy, does it burn well. So let's return now on World on 3 to the Commonwealth. It's been great to see so many folk visiting the Radio 3 website to read the travel blogs from our producers and download all the Commonwealth connections from each of the Commonwealth nations as they go out here on World on 3. And here, of course, is where you get to hear them first. Well, our next port of call is another archipelago nation, Solomon Islands, to the east of Papua New Guinea and northwest of Vanuatu. The music we're going to hear makes use of one of the island's great natural resources. With bamboo growing everywhere, little wonder that the panpipes become one of the signature sounds of Solomon Islands. You're going to hear the 13-strong Warana Panpipe Ensemble in session at the island's broadcasting studios in Honiara, creating a real smiley, life-affirming sound full of joy and one particularly infectious laugh.
In Solomon Islands, bamboo grew everywhere in the islands, but where I came from, we turned it into music. My name is Francis Nwaisi, and I'm the communication and promotion officer for the Wauraha Panpipers. And we have 15 band members. The Wauraha name just represents all the tribes that we came together and form up this band. The first song, Pai Pai Au, it means we are digging swamp taro, preparing it for the feasting. It's the part of the traditional food, and we cannot go without it in any feasting.
My name is Ben Ninipua. I'm the lead pan piper. My pan pipe is made from bamboo, cut in different lengths and tied together to make different notes. Most of our music, we use fast tempo. We always play fast music during feasting times so that we can entertain. And most of our music can make anybody dance.
My name is John Wesley. I'm the drummer for the band. Because it's raining today, we are performing at the Solomon radio station. My drums is made of pandanus trunk. Pandanus in Solomon Islands, we usually made the leaves to weave mats, baskets, and the trunk, when it get like old, we usually cut them into the size we want at different lengths, then just make it look good, then we just put a cover at the end. So then we just stand it up and hit it.
Thank you.
Yeah, in Solomon Island, we have lots of different type of unique music, which represent its province, its island, its village, its tribe. The one that I came from, where Malaita is, that's the name of the island. And in southern part of Malaita, that is where panpipe music originally came from. In Solomon Islands, we have more than hundreds of different dialects. Beside those dialects, we have one common that we call Pidgin. And Pidgin started when the missionaries, they came in from Europe, England, and tried to teach all our people about Christianity. And then only way that they can communicate with them is through broken English. So, for example, English said, come over here. And the pidgin said, you come lo here.
My name is Lynette Adamia, and I'll be helping Ben to translate the history of the panpipe music.
Me make research lo bamboo, and me sabe that bamboo has start lo 1484.
I did some research and found out that panpipe music started in 1484. Originally on Guadalcanal Island in the Morao area.
Because the whole island has caught up, and now there are people on the people.
Morao on Guadalcanal Island is quite close to the southern end of Malaita, which is another island in the Solomon Islands. And there was a lot of transport of people and food between these islands. And that's how music transferred from Guadalcanal Morao to Are Are in Malaita. And the Malaitan people have kept it since 1646, and they named it Kiton Pasi.
Lo tatol bamboo we name Kiton Pasi hem start wakem hem start by one single.
The Kiton Pasi was originally very similar to a flute, with just one bamboo played on the side, blown through one end, and using your fingers to make the sounds and the notes. By the fourth generation of Are Are people, they decided to cut the bamboo into four different lengths and tie it together, and they used the same as the Kiton Pas.
After that one, they move come for nine single flute. They start from extent.
From the four-piece to the nine-piece, yes. They didn't usually use the larger bamboos for the bass and the drums like they do now. That developed over time until now, where they use a whole array of different sizes and types of bamboo to put the music together, and it comes out like you're gonna hear.
And the next piece of music is called Aarana. Aarana, it's a name we use it for wild duck. And this song, it's all about a particular season that wild ducks, they came together and have fun and making some noise and, you know, greet themselves. This is what the song is all about.
during performance, we have to move. We have to move with the rhythm. If we blow fast track, then we have to dance according to that, to the tempo, to make the dancing perfect in line, and the notes have the right timing. Yeah. So when we go into this slow ones, slow notes, we have to do the dancing or the motion and the action of the body into the rhythm, yeah, according to the music as well. Yeah. Sometimes our music slows down, like during funeral times, we have slow beats which keep the, you know, the congregation or the people, because if we used to praise or do things, we have to use slow rhythms and like that to keep the people in a concentrated mind and like that.
Another one of our song is called God and Anama. In English, it's called God is Great. And this song is a song that the boys composed about Christianity, the creation of God Almighty. They, like, we praise Him and we honor Him for all the creation and all the blessing and all the guiding that He looked after the band until now.
And thanks to my lovely BBC Scotland colleague, producer Sushil K. Dade, for that feature from the Solomon Islands. And a musician himself, I know that he and the rest of the team have really relished this great opportunity to explore the Commonwealth's musics and to share them with Radio 3 listeners. And of course, our followers online, where you can download all the Commonwealth connections as they're broadcast, read the travel blogs and see some of the places and musicians the Radio 3 team have visited during this series. We're headed to Malta next week, and I'll have a flavour of that before the end of the show tonight. And it just struck me as I was listening to that and having just come out of the session that our features and session tonight are just about as contrasted as you could imagine, from the Pacific Ocean to the Sahara Desert. Although I kind of suspect that those vast expanses of each hit home the same way, if that's where you come from. You're listening to World on Three with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy, and the next direction is back to Scandinavia, to Sweden, this time through the eyes of one of the world's most eclectic and adventurous string quartets. The Kronos mark their 40th anniversary this year with a box set 5-CD collection and this new album, A Thousand Thoughts, just released internationally. And it's this track, Tusentankar, that inspires the album's English title. A song they've immemorably played amongst other places, but I happen to know this one in the Hamilton Mausoleum back up near home. At the time, the building holding the record for the longest reverb in the world, an amazing 15 seconds.
Thank you. Sometimes I do reap, and sometimes I do mow. The other times to hedging and a ditching I do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. And when my day's work's over, I go home late at night. For in my wife and family, I take a great delight. My children, they come round me with their silly little prattling toys. And that's all the pleasure that a poor man enjoys. Sometimes I do read, and sometimes I do mow. The other times to hedging and the ditching I do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. My wife, she is willing to join me in this yoke. We're just like two young turtle doves, there's never one provoked. Although the times are very bad and we are very poor, we still keep the wolves and the ravens from our door. Sometimes I do reap, and sometimes I do mow. The other times to hedging and the ditching I do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. All you farmers that take to us poor men, I wish of them with all my heart their souls in heaven may spend, and that those left behind us a better pattern take, that they may follow after as quick as they can make. Sometimes I do reap, and sometimes I do mow. The other times to hedging and the ditching I do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. Sometimes I do reap, and sometimes I do mow. The other times to hedging and the ditching I do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, the harrow or the plough. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow. That's how I get my living, by the sweat of my brow.
Thank you.
From Galicia, the great folk orchestra Son de Seu, the brainchild of composer Rodrigo Romani, who we heard there contributing jew's harp to a traditional sword dance, Folerpas Danzas Brancas, and that comes from their new album, also called, oh, I've got to say it again, Danzas Brancas, that's better, a special kind of dance associated with religious celebrations, but which can trace their roots to much more pagan beginnings. Following on from the mighty Kronos Quartet was English duo Belshazzar's Feast with Thresherman, doing what they do best on this album, playing live and also dealing out wonderfully awful puns as ever with their trademark good humour, and the title of the album, The Whitings on the Wall, all making sense if you paid attention in your Sunday school lessons. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, with a nod to the other big sporting event coming up, a Brazilian triple bill ahead of the World Cup, of course, and we'll take one more Commonwealth journey to Malta ahead of next week's special feature. But right now, our attention is firmly fixed in the studio and our very special guests playing live for us tonight here in ATA. Now, they warmed up for this second section by jamming along with that Galician track here, but world music legends Tenari bring us the sound of the Saharan nomads, and they're going to go firmly back home. Carrying on now with Sastan Nakam.
Thank you. انا وطن تكتف وتم ديوان ليه تزنت ليلة شكوى نايا نورني سنجي بالسنة تبع مختار عندك شنعوان ميني ريزاز تانا وطن تكتف وتم ديوان ليه تزنت ليلة شكوى نايا نورني سنجي بالسنة تبع مختار عندك شنعوان ناقم يكتي فوت مني ديوان تتعزني تلاد الشكوى عنايا نورني سنجي بالسنة تبع تختار عندك شتاوان تيلي ريس أستانا قم يكتي فوت مني ديوان تتعزني تلاد الشكوى عنايا نورني سنجي بالسنة تبع ناقم دكتي فوت مي ديوان لتسني تلاد الشكوى اينا ينورني سنجي تسانا تابار سكوز تران دغش ناوان ديني ريز استانا قم دكتي فوت مي ديوان لتسني تلاد الشكوى اينا ينورني سنجي تسانا تابار سكوز تران دغش ناوان
Fantastic stuff and some serious bass playing going over in the corner there from Eadu. We have Tanariwan playing live for us in the studio here on World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. And as we allow Abdullah to come back and join us at the table here, I'll point out the gigs that they're over in the UK for this weekend, heading for Cheltenham tomorrow, then after that, Bristol, Belfast and Leeds, but they are at festivals back and forth throughout the summer. So do check out their website for more information on that. And also a roundhouse gig a lot further on into the year. But as I said, all the details online on their own website. So Abdullah, thanks for joining us back over on this side of the studio, and Andy Morgan here to help us with the translation. Now, I'm so glad to be sitting here to be able to ask this question, because Andy knows that I've talked about this before, that one of the things that really strikes me about the songs is that even in translation, the poetry of the songs comes thundering through. It really hits home. And is this a particular part of the Tuareg soul?
Donc elle dit que même quand elle écoute les textes, même quand elle lit les traductions, la poésie, il y a une forte poésie dans les mots, quoi, qui existe là-dedans. Est-ce que ça, ça fait une partie importante de l'âme d'Amashek Touareg?
Oui, parce qu'il faut savoir qu'il y a encore les Touareg, jusqu'à présent, ils ne sont pas trop décalés par rapport à la poésie. C'est-à-dire que leur musique, jusqu'à présent, 90% c'est basé sur la poésie. Donc, en sachant que tout ce qui est fait, que la poésie, elle n'est pas bien, il faut savoir qu'il soit mal acquis chez les Touareg, pour le moment, parce qu'encore, il n'y a pas assez de musique, de choses.
He's saying that the Touareg are still very much in touch with their poetic roots. It's very, very strong. And that 80% of their music is about poetry, you know. So if they get the poetic part, if they weaken that, or if they don't deliver it, their music's not going to be well appreciated back home.
Okay.
So that's really important.
Does it matter then that the band are playing, that Abdullah, that you are playing for a lot of the time audiences that don't understand your language?
Donc, à partir de ça, est-ce que ça pose un problème que la plupart du temps, quand vous faites des tournées internationales, ou jouer devant des gens qui ne comprennent pas les textes d'Amashek?
Bon, ça pose un petit problème, parce que quand tu connais ton chanson, qui tu sais qui ça parle bien, et tu le joues pour quelqu'un qui ne comprend pas, à quelque part, franchement, c'est c'est mal, comment on dit, Le message, c'est pas complet, quoi. Alors que toi, tu as fourni un effort, tu as mis tout ce que tu peux faire pour que dans la poésie, pour que les messages se soient bien passés. Mais si tu joues devant quelqu'un qui ne connaît pas la langue, donc le message n'a pas très bien passé encore. Mais c'est vrai qu'aujourd'hui, dans le monde des musiques, les gens, ils s'en posent beaucoup. Moi, j'ai des problèmes par rapport à comprendre le texte, quoi. Aujourd'hui, le monde se retrouve toujours autour de la musique. Mais c'est dommage, c'est que les chansons, si tu ne comprends pas la langue, ça va.
It is a problem. It does present a problem, because when you put, this is what Abdullah said, is when you put so much effort into encapsulating a message into a song and you sing it, and no one in the audience understands that message, it is a problem. But he says that the music is almost constructed in a way now, with the, you know, I suppose with the global village, that people accept that, you know, people work with it, work around it, whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Well, a Gaelic singer would understand that at least.
Yeah.
It's our loss.
I've got to throw in a quick plug, if I may, Marianne, because before their gigs on Monday and Tuesday, I'm actually giving a talk about the lyrics of Tinariwen. So on that very subject.
In the gigs.
So just before the gigs, sort of like, for it's not very long, about half an hour, 45 minutes, I'm going to be giving a talk in Bristol and in Leeds.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
so because that's a
that's
subject.
Something definitely not to miss.
It's something that has been kind of, you know, something that I've been kind of obsessing about for a while.
And rightly so.
The lyrics are so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love this 80%. Thing because it totally makes sense to me, and I remember seeing the band at Queen's Hall in Edinburgh a couple of years ago, and Edinburgh is famously a sit-down audience and impress me, it didn't take long at all. The entire audience were on their feet and they were moving and they were rocking, and it was a fantastic night. For Abdullah, can you put your finger, Abdullah, on what it is that connects with people, that gets them out of the seats, that transcends that language barrier?
Mary dit qu'elle se rappelle d'un concert à Edimbourg, en Écosse, là où elle habite, dans le nord, il y a 2 ou 3 ans. Et que ça n'a pas pris deux, trois chansons avant que tout le monde dans le public s'est mis debout, a dansé, etc. Et donc elle se pose le problème, c'est qu'avec la barrière de la langue, qu'est-ce qui est quand même qui pénètre cette barrière, à ton avis? Est-ce que tu as un peu sciencé ça, quoi? Qu'est-ce qui pénètre et qu'est-ce qui fait que les gens... Ça explose le public, quoi.
Ouais, oui, tu sais, de temps en temps, ça dépend de... ça dépend des sentiments dans lesquels tu as même composé la musique. En général, c'est de cet esprit et des sentiments qui peut aussi toucher les gens qui ne comprennent pas la langue. Mais ça dépend dans quel contexte que toi tu as fait ta composition, ou que tu as fait ta musique, dans quel esprit que tu l'as fait. Il y a des esprits qui peuvent toucher les gens qui ne comprennent pas la langue, parce que tu l'as fait dans le même sentiment qu'eux, ils sentaient aussi.
Ouais. So what he says is quite logical, really, is that you write a song in an emotion. You know, you're in a feeling, you're in an emotion when you write that song. And that feeling, it doesn't depend on the words. It's almost like it's freeze-dried in the song, and then you get on stage, you add some water, and it's there again.
It's there again.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what they try and do, you know.
Fantastic.
That's what they have to do.
Abdullah, I'm going to let you guys and the band get set up for the last song again. And so if you want to head over to the mics and the rest of you get set up, and we'll have just a tiny little bit of Monday's pre-gig talk. Andy, just tell us about this last song.
Which is?
Is Shagaibu.
Shagaibu, yeah. Yeah, it's a song about a woman, I think. Yeah, Abdullah especially has a speciality of writing very... narrative songs. So I woke up in this place by the well of that place, and then I went to this tent and saw a beautiful woman and wore, put on these kind of clothes, and this happened and that happened. And I think that's one of these songs. Sorry, that sounds a bit vague, but that's really what it is. Yeah.
Well, just add water and we'll be there with her. Tanari Wen in session for us here on World on 3.
Abaga makal ne dar batun shagay bo da ikan den ne kalwa kadar. منك بداتي دات الكماس تجوكو برتاية تبلنقي وبازن لصادو تاني إلي دان تنيري داتي تزكي سكيني دا شربك تنتي الماء دا الموي إلا راغني
هيا الله لماري هيا الله لماري هيا الله شغيبو دا شغيبو زرقي دا رغي مراني دا هارد كوترو دا ندنيا سلاح دا
Absolutely wonderful stuff. Thanks a million to Tanarawen for such a fantastic session, to Andy Morgan as well for helping out with the translations. The new album is called MR, out on the Wench label, and do check out those gigs over the weekend if you're in the right neck of the woods, and of course those pre-gig talks on Monday and Tuesday before Tanarawen take to the stage with Andy there. A triple bill of Brazilian new releases next. You know the Footy World Cup is fast approaching, and lots of flavours permeating this selection, including a kind of behind the party song with singer Mariana da Cruz from an album called Disco e Progresso. But we're going to start out with the Washington DC trip-hop duo Thievery Corporation, and out of the global mix that goes into their music, they've homed in on one of the fundamental elements in the bossa-inspired saudade, and the Brazilian lead vocals here, out of the quintet of female singers on the album, is Paulista model turned singer Karen and Seviani, also known for singing with the French band Nouvelle Vague.
Oh, meu nego, saber dos meus direitos de riqueza. Quero saber dos meus direitos de nobreza. Não leva a minha vida toda atrás de carnaval. Não leva a minha vida toda atrás de carnaval. Quero saber dos meus direitos de riqueza. Quero saber dos meus direitos de nobreza.
Thank you.
a Brazilian bean feast there with minds turning to 1966 and all that in just a few weeks' time. The triple tracks finishing with Afro Electro and Omin, another Sao Paulo connection there from a compilation called Brazilian Bass on the Far Out label. Thanks to everyone in the studio tonight and to producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo for everything surrounding the programme this evening, especially a wonderful session from Tenarion. Remember to check out the Commonwealth Connections online at the Radio 3 website, and that is where we're going to leave you tonight, heading for Malta, where we'll be next week. And I'm going to leave you in the hands of Ruben Zara, who'll be guiding us through a discovery of some of Malta's unique instruments. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3 to Warsaw for this first couple of hours tonight, a concert given there as part of the 2013 Beethoven Easter Festival. The Belfast-born pianist Barry Douglas playing and directing the chamber orchestra he founded, Camerata Ireland, in Mozart's Last Symphony, music by John Field and Brahms, and both Beethoven's first and second piano concertos, the second of them first, so to speak, as indeed it was. Beethoven's concerto in B-flat was published as number 2, even though it was written before number 1. No one seems to know for sure when Beethoven started this one, but the first public performance was in Vienna in 1795.